Look, the point is significant, obviously, Tom, but it's very much as much the performance. You know, like we said last week that there was things we had to learn, and you can see in the month of February, you'll excuse mistakes and sometimes decision making, and the very fact that a good number of those lads are only playing their second game of football in the last 6 months or so, and you know, we were rusty, and maybe that sharpness that you would get a little bit later on in the year, but there was no lack of effort or determination, and that's encouraging. And as I say, you know, you would imagine that dressing room inside was a dressing room of defeat, because the boys are disappointed in themselves. The reality is, if we had taken anywhere near the amount of chances that we got, that we would have won comfortably out there, you know. And but at the same time, I know that we're making the effort and we're making the chances, and the lads are trying to implement the kind of football that we want them to play.
Yeah. Got off a good start, you know, showed a positive, played on the front foot in the first half, and I suppose got into a great position after the penalty.
Yeah.
And then disaster.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, that's always annoying, like that, because that was coming close to half time, and it certainly kept Galway in the game, and it was just a number of simple mistakes. But, you know, when we looked at the game forensically in Clonus last week, there was a lot of mistakes, and now for that, it come from our own mistakes.
3 points up at half time, what was the feeling?
Well, you say the same things you always say when you're in that situation, is that if you can kick on, and that's what we tried to do, and we had chances to put a distance. But I mean, you have to pay credit to the opposition as well. I mean, Galway are a very seasoned team. You know, I suppose if we'd have said that we were going to take 3 points from the two teams that were in the All-Ireland final last year, people would be saying, you're in cloud cuckoo land, you know.
Yeah. Obviously, they did up the intensity in the second half, and the breeze was a factor, was it?
It was, yeah, but they had to come at us at some stage, because, you know, the importance of getting ahead in the game now is very, very important. And, you know, like they have a lot of quality footballers there, but at no stage, okay, we let them in for a goal, but at no stage did we crack, and no more so than in the last few minutes.
Yeah, because, I think it was 27 minutes before you scored in the second half.
Yeah,
it could easily for heads drop at that stage, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, that's you know, Tom, one of the things, particularly as you're getting to know the team and they're getting to know us, is that we can't get out of lads what's not in them. And that was one of the very encouraging things that took an awful lot of character, particularly the fact that things seem to be going wrong for us, for lads to persist and consist and to empty themselves in that regard to get those two final scores.
Yeah, just two final questions. Are you a bit threadbare for forwards at the moment? I was just looking to the only two on the subs bench, Johnny McGrady and Bradley Walsh.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't necessarily say that. Like, I mean, we have a fair cohort of players who are still in the treatment room, and that's only going to add to it as well. You know, I mean, if you ask any county manager, if he can find me another six forwards, everyone would like that. And you know, it's one of the things we've been trying to do, is to strengthen the squad as well.
Yeah,
you know, but it's a work in progress.
Yeah, and where are we on those injuries? You know, in terms of Aunt Kieran Thompson. You know,
yeah. Well, Kieran and Ryan are like the boat. Working intensively at the moment to get themselves right, but again, you know, these calls are all made at the 11th hour, and they have to be, because the last thing we want to do is to rush lads into a situation where they get a setback and then they're out for it, you know.
And what's the latest on Patrick McBrearty?
Patrick had significant surgery there early on in the week. That was a very professional way, and Patrick's out for the next number of weeks. We can't, until you know he's assessed again, we can't really put a time. We can only be speculating, you know, but we certainly intend to be still playing significant football when Patrick's fit to come back in the field.
Yeah, and finally Armagh next week, very much back in the ball game, aren't you?
Yeah, well, look, the thing is, you know, Armagh, to their credit, you know, because of the success and the momentum they have at the moment, you can see how the counties align themselves behind the team, and that's going to be a tough spot to go. But, I mean, again, we learned something about ourselves. You know, we're looking forward to that challenge. There's no doubt about it, because it'll bring out the best in us as well, I believe.